Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Pei. In our Mishnah we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha: Halakeach Peyoshevach Mechaveray Mafriach Breicha Rishena Peyreis Kaveres Neitel Gimon Nechilim Umesares Chalas Tavash Meniach Beis Chalas Zeisim Wokotz Meniach Shtei Grufiyos. Now, as far as this, someone sees in our Mishnah that it is possible to yokeach peiros shevach, and so to this, that it is possible to yokeach peiros kaveres, we find a tremendous machlekes harishenim. In the Rishenim, we find that the Rishenim ask the following kasha: how is it possible to yokeach peiros shevach, and so too, how is it possible to yokeach peiros kaveres? What happened to the chsorin of ein adam makne dover shaloi b'la'ilam? And as Rashash explains from our Mishnah, one sees that he is not neitzel objects that are already ba'ilam, but rather he is even neitzel objects that are not yet ba'ilam. From this, our Mishnah says neitzel gimel nechilim u'mesaris, which means to say that the lokeach has a right to take gimel nechilim, mikan ve'ilach the meicher has a right to be mesaris in order shlo yivaldu yeser. Then no more devarim should be born. From there one sees that if not for the serious of the meicher, the lokeach would take the devarim even after gimel nechilim. So from our Mishnah one clearly sees that our Mishnah is even referring to peiros shevach and peiros kaveres that are not yet ba'ilam. What happened to the chesaron of ein adam makne davar shaloi ba'ilam? So to answer this kasha and explain pshat in our Mishnah, we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishenim. In the Muki Yosef and the Ramah, we find that the Muki Yosef and the Ramah answer the Kasha by saying that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rameir, who holds all the Makne Dover Shaloi Balaylam. And according to Rabbanon, who hold Ein all the Makne Dover Shaloi Balaylam, what cannot be Kaina Peres Shevach and Peres Kaveres that are not yet Balaylam? Rabbi Nuyain and the Meiri answer and explain Pshat and our Mishnah with a different Malach, and they explain that our Mishnah can even be going according to the Shita of Rabbanon, who hold Ein Adam Makne Dover Shloi Balaylam, and even according to Rabbanon, our Mishnah is referring to a case that they want to be Mekayim the Mekach once the object is Balaylam. And the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell us the halacha as far as the case that they want to be Mekayim the Mekach after the object is already Balaylam. That is the Teretz of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri. In the Rambam in Ochs Mechira, Parakhov Gimel Achates, we find that the Rambam explains Pshat in our Mishnah with another Mahalach. The Rambam says this that one sees in our Mishnah, that one can buy Peres Shevach, one can buy Peres Kaveres, and it is not considered a Davar Shaloi Balaylam, is because he is not selling the Yoinim themselves, and so too he is not selling the Dvarim themselves, but rather he is selling the Shevach HaPeiroisav and the Kaveres HaPeiroisav. And since he is selling the Shevach HaPeiroisav and the Kaveres HaPeiroisav, for that reason there is no Chisaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam. The Rambam goes on to say that even though, in the case of our Mishnah, he did not say explicitly that he is selling the Shevach HaPeiroisav and the Kaveres HaPeiroisav, but still it is considered as if he spoke out Shevach HaPeiroisav and Kaveres HaPeiroisav. In Rabbeinu Yonah the Meiri, we find that Rabbeinu Yonah Meiri explain that one can say that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Meicher actually said that he is selling Shevach HaPeiroisav and Kaveres HaPeiroisav, and for that reason there is no Chesaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam. Had he not spoken out Shevach HaPeiroisav, the Kaveres HaPeiroisav, then there will be Chesaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam. Now to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that even without speaking out Shevach HaPeiroisav and Kaveres HaPeiroisav, but still we say that it is considered as if he spoke out Shevach HaPeiroisav and Kaveres HaPeiroisav, and for that reason there is no Chesaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam, even though as far as a regular Deka Lepeiros is concerned. Only if one says explicitly that he is selling Deko Peirisav do we say that there is no Chesaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam. On the other hand, if one is only selling Peiris Deko, and he did not say that he is selling Deko Peirisav, then there is a Chesaron of Dover Shaloi Balaylam. We find in the Kesef Mishnah that the Kesef Mishnah explains Pshat and the Rambam with the following Mahalach. The Kesef Mishnah explains that there is a difference between a regular case of someone sells Peiris that then we do not assume that he is selling the deck or peiros. On the other hand, by shevach, we assume that he is selling the shevach and the kaveres le peiros ayin. The Kesef Mishnah explains that a shevach and the kaveres do not have a chashivas mitzad atzmon, and therefore they are bottle relative to the yoinim and to the dvarim. On the other hand, by peiros, that the ilon or the karka have a chashivas mitzad atzmon, for that reason, by regular peiros, we will say that unless he speaks out explicitly that he is selling the deka of peiros, we do not assume that he is selling the deka of peiros. Only by shevach v'kaveres do we say that since the shevach v'kaveres are bottled to the yoinim and to the dvarim, do we say that even though he says that he is selling the yoinim and the dvarim, but still, what is taking place is this, that he is selling the shevach for the yoinim, and he is selling the kaveres for the dvarim. And even if he does not speak out lehedja that he is selling the shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim, but still, that is what is taking place. That is how the Kesef Mishnah explains pshat and the shita of the Rambam, who understands that even without speaking out explicitly, the one is selling the shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim, but still, that is what is taking place. Rabbi Yoina the Meiri and Tzol to the Rav on the other end argue on the Rambam. And Rabbi Yoina the Meiri and the Rav understand that only if one speaks out explicitly that he is selling the shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim, do we say that there is no chsaron of davar shaloi b'loilam? In the Netziv, in Rabbi Sada, we find the fourth mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the halach of our Mishnah. The Netziv explains this, one can sell the peiros of the kaveres and the peiros of the shevach. Is because since it was a minig to be kind of the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres, for that reason chachamim were mesaken that the kinyan shemichal, as the Netziv explains, that pinyane hamischar hamotzi chacham were mesaken that the kinyan kimichal even on something which is loy bo loylam. That is how the Netziv explains pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah. So again, we have four basic malachim as far as how to explain this. Our Mishnah says one can sell the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres. The first malach is by saying, as the Mukiyesev and the Ramah say, that our Mishnah is going according to a mayor who holds on the makne davar shaloy bo loylam, according to Rabbanu who argue in a mayor, and Rabbanu who understand, ain on the makna davar shabalelam, so to one cannot sell the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres. That is the first mahalach. The second mahalach, which is the mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda the Meiri and the Mukiyesev and his other teretz, is by saying that even though ain on the makna davar shabalelam, and even though our Mishnah is going even according to the shita of Rabbanu, but still our Mishnah is referring to a case that they both want the kinyan to be chalak shayavu la'ilam. And in such a case, the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell us what is included in the kinyan. In other words, even though there is alach haveinu the makna davar shoyba la'ilam, and really one has a right to be chaser, but if they both want the kinyan ha-mekach, there is a mekach. Even among the omer, ainu the makna davar shoyba la'ilam, that only means that the kinyan is nachal, one has the ability to be chaser. But there is a mekach ba'ilam, and therefore as long as they both want the kiyam ha-mekach, there is a mekach which one can be mekayim. And for that reason our Mishnah is coming to tell us how to be mekayim such a mekach. The third mahalach is this, that the Rambam, and so too we find the Benyuna, the Ramah, the Meiri, say in the other teretz, that in our Mishnah what is taking place is this, that he is selling the shoyvach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim. And for that reason there is no chesaron of davar shoybaleum, just like by a regular deka leperes. And either one can explain pshat in our Mishnah, like Kabinina the Ramah the Meiri explained, that our Mishnah is referring to a case that he spoke out explicitly that he is selling shoyvach leperesav, or kaveres leperesav, or one can say as the Rambam says, that even though he did not say explicitly that he is selling the shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim, but still that is what is taking place. And we consider as if he explicitly said that he is selling the shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim. That is the third mahalach as far as how to explain pshat and the halacha of our Mishnah. The fourth mahalach is, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Netziv, that the Netziv is machadish, that wherever it is the derech ha-mischer, that one can even be kainah davar shvoi b'loilam mitakonas chachamim. And therefore, since it is midderech ha-mischer to be kainah the peiros of a shevach and the peiros of the kaveres, for that reason the chachamim were mesaken, one can even be kainah davar shvoi b'loilam. Now as far as this, someone sees in the Rambam, the Raiv and Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ramah and the Meiri, that in a case someone sells shevach for the yoinim and the kaveres for the dvarim, there is no chesaron of davar shabalelam. Based on the halacha, the one can sell dekel a peiros, and even though peiros dekel itself has a chesaron of davar shabalelam, But if someone says De'etel Epeiraisev, there is no chisard of Dover Shoy Balailam, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. In the Gemara in Gittin, on that from base, on the base, we find that the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has a following shaila. Iboy lo evet shemacher rabbi leknas macher oy enei macher. Tiboy lo emeir, tiboy lo rabbanon. The Gemara first explains the shaila according to emeir. The Gemara goes on to explain the shaila according to rabbanon by saying, ad kan oikami rabbanon eno de makne dover shoyba loylam elkin peristako de hashtemi elis nayo. So to explain Pshat and the Shaila of the Gemara, we find a number of Mahalchim. The Ramban explains that the Suffolk of the Gemara is a Suffolk as far as this, that we say that Dekal Peiris works according to the Shita Rabbanon, who hold that one cannot sell the Peiris. Is this that Dekal Peiris works only because the Peiris are Yoitzim Miguf HaDekal, and only because the Peiris are Yoitzim Miguf HaDekal do we have a Halacha of Dekal Peiris, and there is no chisaron of oy bal olam? Or do we say that one does not need yoytzim migufa in order to take care of the chisaron of oy bal olam? If we are to say that one needs to yoytzim mehaguf in order to not have the chisaron of oy bal olam, and for that reason one can sell dekel peiros, but as far as selling an eved or knas, the knas is not yoytzim migufa eved, and therefore by mecher eved or knas according to Rabbanan, one will have the chisaron of oy bal olam. On the other hand, if we are to say that the halacha of dekel peiros works even as far as something which is not yoytzei migufay, and even by something which is not yoytzei migufay, if one says dekel peiros, there is no chesaron of loy b'loylam, then so too by mechav de l'knas, there will not be chesaron of loy b'loylam. That is how the Ramban and other Rishonim explain Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara in Gittin. In Tosis on Ritzion, that from a Gemara basically find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara in Gittin. Tosis on Ritzion explains that as far as Dekel Peiros is concerned, Dekel Peiros works even as far as something which is not Yitzei Migufay. This that the Gemara in Gittin has a Shaila by Meicher Avdei Leknas is because the Gemara has a Shaila if we consider Knas as something which is Avidi Da'asi or not. And even by Dekel Peiros, one needs Avidi Da'asi. If one sells a Dekel Peiros, and the Peiros of the Dekel are not Avidi Da'asi, then one cannot sell a Dekel Peiros. And for that reason, the Gemara in Gittin has a Shaila if one can sell an Eved L'Knas. If we consider the Knas of the Eved as Avidi Da'asi, as far as Dekel Peiros is concerned or not. That is how Tosis and Matziah explains Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara in Gittin. So again, according to Ramban, the Shaila of the Gemara in Gittin is a Shaila. If as far as Dekel Peiros, does one need that the Peiros are Yeitzim Miguf HaDekel in order to have the Milo of Dekel Peiros, or even as far as something which is not Yeitzim Miguf HaDekel, still one has the Milo of Dekel Peiros, or do we say, as Tosis of Matziah explains, that it is partial that one does not need Yeitzim Miguf in order to have the Milo of Dekel Peiros, but rather the Gemara Shaila in Gittin is only a Shaila if we can consider the Knas Davidi Da'asi or not. And as far as Dekel Peiros, it is partial that one needs Avidi Da'asi. In the Ramban, on the other hand, we find that the Ramban argues on Tosfos, and the Ramban says that as far as Dekel Peiros, one does not need Avidi Da'asi. Even as far as Peiros, which are not Avidi Da'asi, still one has the halacha of Dekel Peiros, and one will not have the chesaron of loy b'loylam. And for that reason, the Ramban is machriach his pshat, as we mentioned before, that the Shaila of the Gemara is only a Shaila if the Knas of the Eved will have the Milo of Dekel Peiros, since the Knas of the Eved is not Yoytzei Miguf HaEved. But if the Knas of the Eved will have the Milo of Dekel Peiros, even if the Knas is Loyvidi Da'asi, but still, one will be able to be Kainer based on the Halacha of Dekel Peiros. In the Rambam, in Parakhes, Mehoche, Shaila, Pekadin, Lachalaf, we find that the Rambam sheet is one can sell a para l'kfeila, and one can sell a para that the l'keach should get the kefal from the para, and if the para is stolen, the kefal should be paid to the l'keach. Rabbi Chaim asks the following tmiya b'shitas Rambam: how can the Rambam say that one can sell para l'kfeila and there is no chesaron of loy b'lo'ilam, even though the kefal is not yeitzei miguf ha-para? In the Rambam we find that the Rambam brings down the suffix of the Gemara in Gittin if one can sell avdei l'knas or not. And just like there is a suffix, if one can sell an eved or a knas, so too there should be a suffix if one can sell a par or a kfeila. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, and to explain pshat in the suffix of the Gemara in Gittin according to the sheet of the Rambam, we find that the Mefarshim explained based on this, that we find in Reb Chaim and Hilchos Mechira, that there is a fundamental difference between the chiyuv kefal and the chiyuv knas for killing an eved. As far as the Chiyuv Kefo is concerned, the Chiyuv Kefo is a Chiyuv Tashumin, that the Torah was Mechayiv to pay for the para. And the Knas of Kefo is a Knas HaMishalim Kefel for the para. On the other hand, as far as the Shoishim, which is a Knas for killing an Eved, that Knas is not coming as Tashumin for the Eved, but rather that Knas is coming for a Kapara for the one who killed the Eved. And therefore, even though as far as Paro Kfeila is concerned, one has the ability to sell a Paro Kfeila, but that is only because the Tashumin of Kefo is considered Tashumin for the Para, and therefore one can own the Para for the Kefel. On the other hand, as far as Shoishim Shal Eved, that the Shoishim have nothing to do with the Eved, but rather the Shoishim is just a Kapara for the person who killed the Eved. For that reason, the Gemara in Gittin has a suffix, one can sell an Eved or Knasa, since we do not see the Knas as connected to the Gufa Eved. That is how the Achrinim explain Pshat in Gemara in Gittin, according to the Shita of the Rambam. So again, we have three basic Malchim as far as how to explain Pshat in the suffix of the Gemara in Gittin, if one can sell an Eved or Knasa or not. According to the Shita of the Rashba, the suffix of the Gemara in Gittin, is if we say this, that one can sell Dekel or Paris, is only because the Paris are Yoytzim from the Gufa Dekel. On the other hand, the Knas is not Yoytze from the Gufa Eved. And so too, by Paro Kfeila, according to the Rashba, one will have the Suffolk of the Gemara in Gittin, if one can sell Paro Kfeila, since the Kefla is not Yoytze from the Gufa Para. According to Tesis, when Metziah is Poshet, one has the ability to sell even something which is not Yoytze from the Guf. This, that the Gemara has a suffix in Gittin, if one can sell an Eved or Knasa, is only because the Knas of Eved is Loya Vidi Da'asi. And the Gemara suffix is if such a Loya Vidi Da'asi is a Chsarin by Deka Lepiris or not. And as Tesis goes on to explain, if one would have a real Loya Vidi Da'asi, then a real Loya Vidi Da'asi will be a Chsarin even by Deka Lepiris. And for that reason, one cannot sell Paro Kfeila, since the Kefo Paro is Loya Vidi Da'asi. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains Pshat in the Gemara Safek in Gittin, that the Gemara Safek in Gittin is a Safek only as far as Knas, since the Knas is not directly connected to the Gufa Eved, but rather the Knas is coming for the Kapara to Mechapra on the person who killed the Eved. So again, according to the Rashba, the Safek in the Gemara Gittin is, if the Halacha of Dekel Peiros only applies to something which is Yoytzei Megufa Dekel, or do we say that the Halacha of Dekel Peiros, that by Dekel Peiros with the Chesaron of Dover Shebaleim applies even to something which is not Yoytzei from the Guf. According to Tesis and the Rambam, on the other end, it is Poshet, that as far as Dekel Peiros is concerned, one does not need something which is Yoytzei from the Guf HaDekel. Now to explain Pshat in this Malchikas HaRishenim, and to explain Pshat in the Suffolk of the Gemara in Gittin according to the Rashba, I would like to remark them with the following three tzadim as far as how to understand this, so one can sell Dekel Peiros, and this, the Dekel Peiros, was on chesaron of Dover Shaloi Baloilam. As far as how to understand Dekel Peiros, we find three mahalchim. The first mahalch as far as how to understand Dekel Peiros is by saying that by Dekel Peiros, what is taking place is this, that the Lekeach owns the Dekel as far as Peiros are concerned. Relative to Peiros, he is the Baal HaDekel. And since he is the Baal HaDekel as far as Peiros are concerned, for that reason, the Peiros belong to him just like the Peiros belong to the real Baal HaDekel. As far as Peiros, he is the real Baal HaDekel. And for that reason, there is no chesaron of Dover Shaloi Baloilam, since the Kinyan is Chal in the Dekel, and the Mechira is taking place in the Dekel, and the Dekel is Baloilam. And even though he is selling the Dekel, as far as something which is Loi Baloilam, but since the Mechira is taking place in the Dekel, for that reason there is no chesaron of Dover Shaloi Baloilam. That is the first malach as far as how to understand Dekel HaPeiros. Another malach as far as how to understand Dekel HaPeiros is by saying that when someone is buying Dekel HaPeiros, he is buying this chos of Ari Ashbach, which already exists. The Baal Dekel is a chos in the Dekel to be zeichah in the Peiros of the Dekel, and that is what the Baal Dekel is selling to the Lekeach by selling Dekel HaPeiros. And even though he is not selling the Guf HaDekel, we do not consider the Lekeach as a Baal HaDekel relative to Peiros, but still, the Lekeach who is buying Dekel HaPeiros is buying this Chos of Ari Ashpach, which the Meicher is selling to the Lekeach at this point of time. And for that reason, there is no concern of Dover Shabalim, since he is not selling the Peiros, which are not yet in existence, but rather he is selling a Chos which is now in existence, and the Mechira is being Chal at this point of time. that is a second mahalach, with which one can understand the halacha of Dekla Peres. A third mahalach with which one can understand the halacha of Dekla Peres is by saying that even by Dekla Peres, the mechira is taking place in the Peres. This, that there is no chisaron of Dover Shoybalam, is as we find in Taisus later on, Daf Kofman, Chesim, and Aleph, and in the Rash, Beling, Suvis, and Daf Nun Tes, is because he is using the Dekel through which to be kind of the Peres. And he's being kind of the Peres Agav HaDekel. And even though the kind is taking place in the Peres, but since he's been kind of the Peres Agav HaDekel, for that reason there is no chisaron of Dover Shoybalam. In other words, this, that there is a chesaron of Dover Shobaleim, is not a chesaron, as far as the Chalais Kinyan is concerned. That a Chalais Kinyan cannot be chal on something which is not Ba'ilam, since as far as the Chalais will be chal once the object is Ba'ilam, but rather the chesaron of Dover Shobaleim is a chesaron in the Maisa Kinyan. If someone does a Maisa Kinyan to be kinyan something which is not yet Ba'ilam, such a Maisa Kinyan is not considered a Maisa Kinyan, and for that reason, even once the object is already Ba'ilam, but still the Chalais will not be Chal, since Har Maisa Kinyan is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. But by Dekel HaPeres, the one is being Kinyan of the Peres Agav HaDekel, since the Kinyan of the Peres is being Chal Agav HaDekel, for that reason the Maisa Kinyan is considered a Maisa Kinyan in the Dekel. And as long as one has a Maisa Kinyan, the Chalais can be Chal at a later date in the Peres HaDekel. That is a third Mahalach, with which one can explain the halacha of Dekel HaPeres. Now getting back to this, I mentioned before B'Shem the Ramban, that the Ramban explains Pshat and the Safek of the Gemara Gittin, that the Safek of the Gemara Gittin is as far as this, so we say that Dekel HaPeres works. Is that only referring to Dekel HaPeres since the Peres are Yaitse Miguf HaDekel, or do we say that applies even to something which is not Yaitse from the Guf object, like Eved L'Knasa, that the Knas is not Yaitse from the Guf Eved? And so too by Paro Kfeila, that the Kefa is not Yaitse from the Gof HaPara. Bukhaira, according to Ramban, the Safek of the Gemara Gittin is as far as how to understand the Halacha of Dekel HaPeres. Do we understand the Halacha of Dekel HaPeres, like the first side that we mentioned before? That the way Dekel HaPeres works is because we say that as far as Peres, we consider the Lekech as the Baal HaDekel, and for that reason, Memela the Peres belong to him, since he is considered the Baal HaDekel. And for that, one needs Yaitse Migufai. If it is not Yaitse Migufai, one will not have the halacha of Dekel HaPeres. That is, if we are to understand that the way Dekel HaPeres works is because as far as Peres, he is considered the Baal HaDekel. This, at the Gemara Gittin, is a tzad. That Dekel HaPeres works even as far as Peres, which are not Yaitse from the Guf HaDekel, is because the Gemara Gittin has a tzad to understand. This, that Dekel HaPeres works, is not because we say that as far as Peres, he is considered the Baal HaDekel, but rather this that Dekel HaPeres works is because he is kind of this chus Peres in the Dekel. And so to one will have the ability to be kind of this chus knas that the Adin has in his Eved. This that according to the Rambam, even though one can tell Paro Kfeilo but still the Gemara is a Safik, as far as Eved or Knasa, is the Chari because the Rambam understands that the way Dekel HaPeres works is this one is selling this chus Peres. And so to one has the ability to sell this chus Kefil. The Safek in the Gemara Gittin is a Safek, as far as the Eved or Knasa, since the Gemara has a Safek, if this Chos Knas is already in existence, or do we say that since the Knas is only coming for the Kapara to Mechapa and the person who killed the Eved, there is no Chos till the actual time of the killing of the Eved? Till that point of time, there is no Chos which one can sell, and therefore one will not be able to sell an Eved or Knasa even though one has the ability to sell a Paro or Kvela. This, that according to Taisus, the Gemara is a Safik, since by Dekel HaPeres was a chesaron of Levidi Da'asi, is okay because Taisus Lashitasi understands that the way Dekel HaPeres works is not like either of the two tzadim that we mentioned before, and we do not say that the way Dekel HaPeres works is because as far as Peres, he is considered the Baal HaDekel, and so too that the way Dekel HaPeres works is because he is selling this chus Peres that he has in the Dekel, but rather the way Dekel HaPeres works is because he's been kind of the Peres Agav HaDekel. And since the Chalais Kinyan is being Chal in the Peres, for that reason there is a Chesaron of Lo Yavidi Da'asi. And for that reason the Safek of the Gemara Gittin is a Safek, if the Knas of the Eved is considered Avidi Da'asi or is considered Lo Yavidi Da'asi. This that the Ramban argues is because the Ramban understands that the way Dekel HaPeres works is like either the first two tzadim that we mentioned before. And therefore the Kinyan is being Chal in something which is in existence at the point of time of the Kinyan.
and for that reason there is no chesaron no vloya vidida asi. This that the peiros belong to him is only a davar d'remela, either because he is a baal deko, or because he has his chos peiros in the deko. Therefore, even if we will have peiros at a vloya vidida asi, will not make any difference whatsoever. That is the chayr pshat in the suffix of the Mar Gittin according to Ramban, and the bir in the machlekes harishenim if there is a chesaron no vloya vidida asi. By deko a peiros.
Now getting back to the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the Rambam explains Pshat in our Mishnah, that the case of our Mishnah is a case that he was Maknu Yishayivach L'Peyresav, Aikaveres L'Davsha. From the Rambam Ochirwan clearly sees that the Rambam understands that even though the Peyres of the Kaveres and the Peyres of the Shayivach are not Yitzim from the Guf HaShayivach and the Guf HaKaveres, but still one has the ability to sell such a deko of Peyres. In the Ritvah and Ksuvus Nafantes, and so too in the Rashba and Ksuvus Nafantes, we find that the Ritvah and the Rashba argue, and the Ritvah and the Rashba understand, as Xais explains in Simon Reish Tes of Katan Gimel, that one cannot sell the Shayivach LePeiros and one cannot sell the Kaveres LePeiros, since both the Peiros of the Shayivach and the Peiros of Kaveres are not Yitzim from the Guf HaShayivach and are not Yitzim from the Guf HaKaveres. From the Ritvah and Ksuvus it is Mashma, that it is Pasha through Ritvah that one cannot sell Kaveres LePeiros and so too Shayivach LePeiros, since again those Peiros are not Yitzim from the Guf HaKaveres and the Guf HaShayivach. On the other hand, from the Rashba it is Mashma that the Rashba understand that as far as Peiros Shayivach and Peiros Kaveres are concerned, if one can sell the Shayivach LePeiros and the Kaveres LePeiros is dependent upon the Gemara Safek and Gittin, if one can sell an Eved LeKnasa or not. We'll hear this that the Ritvah understands, that it is Pasha that one cannot sell the Shayivach LePeiros and the Kaveres LePeiros. Even if we are to say that one can sell an Eved or Knossa, is because Ritvah understands this that the Margitin has a tzad that one can sell an Eved or Knossa, is only because one has a right to sell the Schos Knas that one has in the Eved. And therefore, even according to the Gemara Sanhedrin Gittin, one can sell an Eved or Knossa, but still that only applies to Eved or Knossa, and so to Paro or Kvela. But as far as Shayivach LePeiresav and Kaveres LePeiresav, since there is no schos that one has in a Shayivach LePeiresav, and there is no schos that one has in Kaveres LePeiresav, for that reason one cannot sell the Shayivach LePeiresav and the Kaveres LePeiresav, and for that reason the Ritvah understands that it is Pashet that one cannot sell a Shayivach or Kaveres LePeiresav. This that the Rashba understands. That as far as selling Shayivach LePeiresav and Kaveres LePeiresav is dependent upon the Gemara Safek and Gittin, is okay because Rashba understands Pshat and the Safek of the Gemara Gittin, that the Safek of the Gemara Gittin is a Safek. Do we say this that one can sell Deko LePeiresav is because as far as Peiros we consider the Lekech as a Baal HaDeko, and therefore that only applies to something which is Yeitim Yigufay, and not the Knas of the Eved like we mentioned before? Or do we understand this one can sell deko peiros is because one has the ability to sell the peiros agav hadeko, and so too one has the ability to sell the knas of the eved agav ha-eved. And so too the Rashba understands according to that tzad, one will have the ability to sell the peiros of the shevach agav the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres agav ha-kaveres. This that the Rambam understands, that it is partial that one can sell the Shayivach LePeiresav and the Kaveres LePeiresav is okay because the Rambam understands that the Safek, the Maran Gittin, is not a Safek as far as how to understand that Kol Peiros, but rather the Safek of the Maran Gittin is a Safek B'miyucha to Knas of Eved. In other words, one has to say that the Rambam understands that according to both Stadim of the Gemara, the way that Kol Peiros works is because one has the ability to sell the peiros agav hadeko, and therefore for that reason it is partial one can sell a shevach peirosav, and so too one can sell a kaveres peirosav. But now one has to understand if so what is pshat in the suffix of the Gemara if one can sell an eved or knasa. Why should one not be able to sell an eved or knasa and sell the knas agav ha-eved? So to explain pshat in the suffix of the Gemara and Gittin according to the Rambam Achir, one has to say as follows. This one can sell something agav something else, and since the mechira is chal agav something else, for that reason there is no chesaron of davar shebal olam, is only if there is a connection between what is being sold agav the object which is b'olam. Only then can we say that one can sell the davar shebal olam agav the object which is b'olam. But if there is no connection between the davar shebal olam
and the object which is ba'ilam, then one cannot sell the davar sheba'ilam agav, the object which is ba'ilam. One can only say agav if there is a shaykhis between the davar shaloi ba'ilam to the object which is ba'ilam, and therefore, as far as peiros shevach and peiros kaveris is concerned, and as far as peiros dekel, that the peiros are connected to the davar shebola ilam, for that reason one can sell the davar shaloi bola ilam agav the davar shebola ilam. On the other hand, as far as the knas of eved, which as we explained before, b'shem of chayim, the knas, the one is mechuyev to pay for killing an eved is a kapar for the one who killed the eved. And the knas is not hashuman for the guf ha'eved. For that reason, the Gemara in Gittin has a tzad that one cannot sell the knas of the eved agav ha'eved. That is the chira, how one can explain pshat in the safek of the Gemara in Gittin according to the shita of the Rambam. Based on this mahalach, that the mechira of peiros kaveres and the mechira of peiros shevach, according to the shita of the Rambam, is because we say that one is selling the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres agav the shevach and agav the kaveres, here one can say this, that one has the ability to sell something agav, something else which is ba'ilam, only applies to peiros shevach and peiros kaveres. On the other hand, as far as deko a peiros is concerned, this one has the ability to sell deko a peiros. One is not selling the peiros agav ha-deko, but rather the way deko a peiros works is like the other two tzan that we mentioned before. Either one is selling the guf hadako relative to Paris, and as far as Paris, the lekeach is the baal hadako, or the lekeach is buying this chus Paris from the meicher. But as far as deko a Paris, one cannot sell the Paris of the deko agav hadako. This one has the ability to sell the Paris of the shevach and the Paris of the kaveres agav ha-shevach and agav ha-kaveres, is only because the shevach and the kaveres are nitfolin to the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres, like we mentioned before, b'shem the kesef mishnah. And since the shevach and the kaveres are not tefillin of peirosehen, for that reason, one can sell the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres agav the shevach and the kaveres. But as far as peiros deko, that the deko is not nitfal to its peiros, for that reason, one cannot sell the peiros of the deko agav ha-deko. And so too by Eved L'Knas, one cannot sell the Knas of the Eved Agav or Eved. And for that reason, the Gemara in Gittin has a suffix if one can sell Eved L'Knas or not, since Agav cannot be applied to Eved L'Knas, since the Eved is not nitfal to the Knas. Based on this, one can say, this, how we mentioned before, b'shem, that has the Mishnah to differentiate between Peiros Shevach and Peiros Kaveres, that even if one does not explicitly speak out that he is selling the Kaveres, the Peirosav, and the Shevach, the Peirosav, but still, that is what is taking place. And on the other hand, as far as peiros deko, one can only sell the peiros deko if he actually spoke out deko a peirosav, is because as far as peiros deko, when one is selling peiros deko and one is selling deko a peirosav, there are two different chalaisim taking place by peiros deko. The chalais mechir is a chalais on the peiros. On the other hand, by deko a peirosav, the chalais is a chalais in the deko. And for that reason, in order to create such a chalais, one has to speak out deko a peirosav. On the other hand, as far as peiros kaveres and peiros shevach, whether one is selling the peiros of the shevach and the peiros of the kaveres, or one is selling the shevach a peirosav and the kaveres a peirosav, the same chalais is taking place. The only chiluk is how the chalais is being chal. Is the chalais chal directly in the peiros, or the chalais is chal agav the shevach and agav hakaveres? And for that reason, even without speaking out shevach peirosav and kaveres peirosav, but still that is what is taking place, that he is selling the shevach and the kaveres le peirosein. But if one looks carefully at the Rambam, once he's clearly in the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that the way deko a peiros works and the way shevach and kaveres peirosein work, they work with the same mahalach. And from the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that the way deko a peiros works is not as we mentioned before, that he is makna the peiros of the deko agav ha-deko, like Tesis later on, and like the Rashba and Ksuvis, but rather, the way deko a peiros works is because he is selling the tashmishe ha-gof. In other words, he is selling the schus to use the gof, which is like the second sad that we mentioned before as far as how to understand deko a peiros. And he's not selling the guf hadako perisein, and as far as the peiros, the lekeach owns the guf hadako, but rather, the lekeach owns the schus of the usage of the deko. And the lekeach is the bailim as far as the usage of the deko is concerned. But now one has to understand that the Rambam understands that the way Dako Peiros works is because he has this chus of the usage of the guf. Even though as far as Dako Peiros, the fact that he has this chus to use the guf, that itself will give him the Peiros, since the Peiros are part of the usage of the guf. But as far as Shoivach and Kaveris Peiros saying, how does this chus usage of the guf give the person the right to own the Peiros of the Shoivach and the Kaveris? So to explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam, one has to say as follows. That if he is kind of this chus usage of the Shoivach and the Kaveris, part of this chus usage is this, that he has a right to be kind of a kinyachatz or whatever is nechnas into the Shoivach and to the Kaveris. And this he is kind of the pairs of the Shoivach and the pairs of the Kaveris is the kinyachatz. Even though the Sheet of the Rambam is a regular seicher, is not kind of whatever is nechnas into the chotzer that he was seicher. But that is only if he was not seicher the chotzer specifically to be kind of whatever is nechnas into the chotzer b'kinyan chotzer. But if he is seicher karka, in order to be kind of whatever is nechnas into the karka b'kinyan chotzer, then even a seicher has a right to be kind of b'kinyan chotzer, since the right to be kind of b'kinyan chotzer can also be included in the usage of the chotzer. And therefore, so too, as far as Shoivach and Kaveris, one was seicher the Shoivach and the Kaveris, in order to be kinyan the Peiros of the Shoivach and the Peiros of the Kaveris, b'kinyan chotzer, he will be kinyan the Peiros of the Shoivach and the Peiros of the Kaveris, b'kinyan chotzer. Since again, kinyan chotzer is also included in the usage of the Shoivach and the Kaveris. That is a chira, pshat, in the sheet of the Rambam. So again, as far as how to explain this, that one has the ability to be oikeach, the shoivach, the perasein, and the kaveris, the perasein, can be explained with one of two ma'ochim. Either one can explain this. The one has the ability to be kaina, a shoivach, a perasein, and a kaveris, perasein, by saying. The one is kaina, the peris of the shoivach, and the peris of the kaveris, agav the shoivach, and agav the kaveris. Or one can explain, as we explained, the shitas Rambam, that one has the ability to be kind of the usage of the Shoivach and the Kaveris to enable him to be kind of a kinyan chotzer, whatever is nechnas into the Shoivach and into the Kaveris. That is another mahalach with which one can explain this. One has the ability to be kind of Shoivach and Kaveris l'peirisayin. As we mentioned before, this that one can explain Pshat and Deko Peiros by saying that the way the kinyan is chal is this, that the kinyan is chal and the Peiros agav adeko, is because the chesaron of Dover Shabbalaylam is a chesaron in the Maisa Kenyan. That the Maisa Kenyan in a Dover Shabbalaylam is not considered a Maisa Kenyan. And therefore, as long as there is a makom for the Maisa Kenyan to be considered a Maisa Kenyan, for example, by Dako Peiros, that the Maisa Kenyan is nitfas in the Dako for that reason the Chois Kenyan can be chal on the Peiros Agav Adeko. As we mentioned before, the Mukesev explains Pshat in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is even going according to Mandamar holds that Eino Damakna Dover Shobal Eilam, and our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Meicher and the Lakech both want the Kiyam HaMekach. And our Mishnah is telling us how to be Mekayim the Mekach. What is included in the Mekach? L'chir from the Mukyesef one sees that the Mukyesef argues, and the Mukyesef understands that the Chesaron of Dover Shobal Eilam is not a Chesaron in the Maisa Kenyan, but rather the Maisa Kenyan is a complete Maisa Kenyan. And therefore there is a Mekach which is Roi L'Kayim. The entire Chesaron of Dover Shabbalayim is a Chesaron in the Chalais Kenyan. And since there is a Maisa Kenyan, and there is a Kenyan which is Roi L'Kayim, for that reason our Mishnah is coming to tell us halacha, as far as people that want to Mekayim their Mekach. That is the clear what one sees in the Nemuki Yosef, but still one has to understand Pshat in the Nemuki Yosef, if we are to understand that by a Dover Shabbalayim there is no Chois Kenyan whatsoever. If so, what sort of a Kiyam Mekach can one have, even if the Maisa Kenyan is Kayim? But still, all one has is a Maisa Kenyan without a Chalais Kenyan, and therefore there is no Kiyam HaMekach. So to explain Pshat and Mukyesef, I'd like to hear Makim of this that we find in the Gemara Bava Metzia and Dav Samach Vav Mabes. That the Gemara says, Omer of Nachem Medina di Shamit V'achelei Mafkinan Minei. And even if we are to hold Eino Demakne Dover Shvei Ba'olam, but still once the Peiros come Ba'olam, if he is Shamet V'ocha, we do not take away the Peiros from the Lekeach. In the Rishenim we find the following Machlekes. What is Halacha? As far as the case that someone sold Peiros Shvei Ba'olam, and the Lekeach was Tefes, the Peiros and the Peiros are still Be'en. Is Lekeach Mechuyiv to return the Peiros or not? In the Ritva Chadashim we find that the Ritva Chadashim says, This, that the Gemara says, Moitina di shamet va'achel mafkina minei zlav dafka shamet va'achel el kivan sheikbiyan eshenastan bekeilav kaninu, even without an achila. On the other hand, in the Miuchasim Aretva b'shem the Baliatesis, we find that the Miuchasim Aretva say that this, that the Gemara says, achil is dafka, and only by achil do we say, lo'im mafkina minei, had the Paris been banned, that achil will be, that we will be made to the Paris from the Lokech and give the Paris back to the Meicher. As the Miuchasim Aretva says, b'kinyin o'ikonim, over Mashiach o'inich o'il Meicher d'lekni, v'gam o'imashkin api ha'meicher, d'le'im o'ikoni b'mashiach. And so too we find that the Nigyantiv and Simon HaMeches proves B'shitas Rashi and Bava Metzia. So again we have a Machlekes HaRishayim as far as this, that the Gemara says, that B'shamet V'ach Lo'i Mafkina Minei, is that even if the Peres are Ben, or do we say that that only applies that the Peres are not Ben based on the Mechila of the Meicher? Now as far as how to understand this, that the Ritva says, that even if the Peres are Ben, but still the Okech was clean of the Peres, we find a number of Mahalchim and Achrinim. In the Ksei Sachreshin and Simen Kuf Chav Gimel's Katan Aleph, we find that the Ksei Sachreshin explains this, that the Lekeach is Leiche, even the Peres Harbein, is because as far as the Das HaMakna is concerned, even though the Makna was Makna something which is Loi Bal Loilam, but still the Das Makna remains. The Nichus of the Makna to Makna, the object remains. As long as he was not Chizer, one has a Das HaMakna, the Lekeach has the right to be Zeicha Alpi the Das HaMakna. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Shita of the Ritva that even the Peres are Ben, but still the Lekeach is Zeicha. In other Malach, as far as how to explain, the Halacha of Shamet V'Achil is based on this, how we find in Rashi and Ksuvas on the Tzadi Alpha base, that from Rashi, in Ksuvas and the Tzadi Alpha base, one sees a Rashi understands that even if someone sells a Dover Shoi B'Olam, but still one has a Mekach. Just there is a halacha of yachal lachzer boy. Even though, if one sells something which is bo'lo ilam, one cannot be chazer. But as far as selling something which is bo'lo ilam, one has the ability to be chazer. And even achar she'bo'lo ilam, one has the ability to be chazer. But as long as one was not chazer, one has a mekach. And for that reason, that halacha shamet va'achil lo'im afkinan minei. Based on this, that there is a mekach. Just one has the ability to be chazer from the mekach. For that reason, one can say and explain Pshat and Mukyesev this, and Mukyesev explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case that they want to be Mekayim the Mekach. That Mukyesev means to say that we are referring to a case that they do not want to be Chazer. And since the entire halacha of Dover Shabbalim is just this, that they have the ability to be Chazer, if they want to be Mekayim the Mekach, one has a Mekach. And that is the case our Mishnah is talking about according to the Mukyesev. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam brings down the halachas of our Mishnah in Perek Chav Gimel Mehilchas Mechira. On the other hand, all the other halachas of our Perek, the Rambam brings down the other halachas of our Perek in Perek Chav Zayin Mehilchas Mechira. Well, here one has to understand why did the Rambam differentiate between the halachas of our Mishnah and all the other halachas of our Perek. Well, here all the halachas of our Perek are the same halachas as far as what is included in the person's Mechira. So to explain Pshat in the Rambam, we find that Abraham Gurwitz in the Sefer Anfieres explains Pshat in the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands that the halachas of our Mishnah are different than all the other halachas in the rest of our Perek. As far as all the other halachas in the rest of our Perek, the halachas are halachas as far as what is included in the person's Lashon, and what were Chachamim Kaveya as far as the Lashon of a person. On the other hand, as far as the halachas of our Mishnah, the halachas of our Mishnah are not halachas as far as Lashon are concerned, but rather the halachas of our Mishnah are halachas as far as Umdana. What were the intentions of the Meicher and the Lekeach? And for that reason, the Rambam brings down the halachas of our Mishnah in Perek Chav Gimel, not in Perek Chav Zayin, like the rest of the halachas of our Perek. And so too we find in the Rashbam and the Meiri, and so too is Mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva explains Vahadik Kamara Vriach Precha Rishena Zeo Kadesh Oyacharev Shaykhay Shivruch Oymoyes Umechalia Karna Vanan Sadi Deloy Lahachi Zavin Vachina Dvoyim Mesarasam and Atam Hazeh. In other words, the halachas of our Mishnah are based on this, the one has an Anansadi Deloy Lahachi Zavin. That is how the Anfieres explains Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam. On the other end, in the Arama, we find that the Arama explains Pshat in our Mishnah with a different Malach. Yarama explains, Umas Nisan Hakamash Mwanda or Kir Pir Shevach may Kaver Way Slay Mishkun or Kuo Peri de Shevach, Vuay Kuo Peris de Kaveres, O Shavak Minayo Kishir, De Mats Vasano Aimba Dio Vuay Kurv Shevach, Vuay Tikurv Kaveres, Da Hani Vade Migufe de Shevach of Kaveres Ninu, Vuay Peri Mikru, O Karna Ninu. In other words, Yeremiah explains Pshat that halachas of our Mishnah are also halachas as far as Lashon are concerned. What is included as far as Peres HaKaveres and as far as Peres Shevach, and what is considered the Guf HaShevach and the Guf HaKaveres? Whatever will cause the Churban of the Shevach and the Churban of the Kaveres are not considered the Peres of the Shevach and the Peres of the Kaveres, but rather they are considered the Guf HaShevach and the Guf HaKaveres. Well, Chira, from the Mukhiyesa that we mentioned before, one sees like the Aramah. From this, the Mukhiyesa explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case that they want to Mekayim the Mekach, and the question is how to Mekayim the Mekach. Well, Chira, one sees that the Shaila and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is not a halacha, as far as Umdana, as far as how to be Eimer their Das, but rather the Chiddush of our Mishnah is a Chiddush Noches Lashon, and they want to Mekayim the Mekach Ketikunai. And the Ketikuni of the Mekach is dependent upon the Lashon that they used with Shas HaMekach, which is a chay like the Shita of the Aramah, not like the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before. And therefore the Rambam Mushitase cannot explain Pshat in our Mishnah like the Nukhi Yosef, but rather the Rambam has to explain Pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to a case that he sold the Shevach and the Kaveres of Pireisayan. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following member of Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana Dvash Bekaveres in Yitzi Midei Maicha Lo'ilam. The Rashbam explains in Yitzi Midei Maicha Lo'ilam is only Ad Sheikzeo Maicha Dvarim Beferosh. Once he's Makzeo Maicha Dvarim Beferosh, then it is Yitzi Midei Maicha. Taisus on the other hand argues. Taisus says, Veinir Lari, Deinuch Hadavar Roy Lachila Sheoboishim Dover Ad Shei Pasam Yachilas Kalev. To answer the Shita of the Rashbam, we find that the Ritva answers the Shita of the Rashbam by saying, this that the Rashbam says, Ad she'akzeo me'achilas devarim, means koidem she'na'ase dvash. If he was makzeo achilas devarim before it became dvash, then it is not considered a maicho. But once something is considered a maicho and has the rule of a niyoitzei, mide'oicho ad she'ipasa me'achilas kalev. From Tesis it is mashma that Tesis understands that even as far as something which was not yet considered an eichel, but as long as it is royal achil and has the rule of any eight in the maichlat she pass on eichlas kalev, as Taisa says, inu chadaver royal achila sheyoyo boishem daver at she pass on eichlas kalev. And for that reason, Taisa asks on the Rashbam, how does it help being makta on maichod vayim? It is still royal achila. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara, Amar Abai Leitzrichel Oysan Shtei Chalais, that Oysan Shtei Chalais are not considered Oychel V'Loy Mashke. What happened to the rule of Dover Roy Lachila Eini Yitim De Oychel Achi Pasam Echilas Kalev? Oysan Shtei Chalais are still Roy Lachila. So here to explain Pshat in the Shita, the Re one has to say that the Re understands that Oysan Shtei Chalais are not considered Ruyun Lachila, since Oysan Shtei Chalais are never used Lachila. As we find the Ben Gershom says, that Oysan Beis Chalais the Muktzeis Ninu, for that reason, they are not considered Oycha Voi Mashke, Avo Shardvash and Yoytzeim De Maicha Lo'ilam. So again we have a Machlekes HaRishenim. According to the Ritva and Sot, we find in the Ramban this, that there is a rule that anything which is an Eichel is not Yoytzi Midei Eichel Ad Shei Pasam Eichilas Kalev is only referring to something which was once considered an Eichel, as far as something which was once considered an Eichel and has the rule of any Yoytzi Midei Eichel Ad Shei Pasam Eichilas Kalev. On the other hand, from the Lashon of the Re, it is Mashma that the Re understands that anything which is Roy Lachila, even if it was not yet chal teres eichel, but as long as it is roi lachila, eni yoytzi miteres eichel ad shei pasam eichilas kalev. If one looks carefully at the Lashon of the Rashbam, one sees from the Lashon of the Rashbam that the Rashbam understands that even if the dvash already had a teres eichel, but still if he was makze beferosh ma'ichod dvarim is yoytzi miteres eichel. Now, Chiron has to understand what happened to the rule of any Yitzim 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 Yitzim. So, Chiron from the Rashbam one sees that the Rashbam understands this that we say, is not because we say that once it had a teresicho, it is only yitzim a teresicho with this, that it is nifsa me'achilas kelev. But rather, once it had a teresicho, as long as it is roi la'achilas adamar de'ad chak, it is still considered an eicho. And therefore, as long as it was not nifsa me'achilas kelev, it is still roi la'achilas adamar de'ad chak, as we find in the Mefarshim. And for that reason, the teresicho is not paka. But if he's makteo beferish ha'maycho dverim, then even if it was chal teres eicho, the teres eicho will be paka. It is no longer considered roi l'achilas adam at all. And without being roi l'achilas adam adeyat chak, then the teres eicho that it had before will be paka. From the Rishonim, one sees that the Rishonim understand pshat in this rule. Is this that we say that once it was chal teres eicho, the only way we paka teres eicho is only if it is not roi l'maycho behima. As long as it is roi l'maycho behima, it is not paka the teres eicho. Our Gemara goes on to say, Rava Amar Rebbe Lazar hi. Detna haveres deverim abazar eimer rei ke karka v'kais mo l'prozbo v'einu v'kabaz tomim v'kaima. Haroidim an v'shabes chayev chatos. And since according to Lazar, the haveres deverim is considered like karka, for that reason the dvash is not considered na like eicho, na like mashke. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following kasha, Meisri Dvash Hazov Mikavarte Einu Yoicha Voy Mashke, Beshomu Abay Nicha, El Rava Kasha, Amar Azvid Kigun Chizov Al Gabi Kvimos, Bachar Bay Yaakov Amar Kigun Chizov Al Gabi Kashkashin. Now to explain Pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara, we find that the Rashbam explains as follows, that Kivan de Batecha Kaveres Vay Vichosh Yoicha, Vahashta Kishi Yoicha Rizov Al Gabi Kvimos, Hilkach Tzorech Machshava, Avalibud Rabbanon, the Chashivo Yoicha Besecha Kaveres, Voy Mifto Shemeicho Mine Mishum Quimoris Achi Possum Ilachala Kalev, Kamina Mishchitas Chuen, K Nerebeinai. From the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam understands that since according to Bozer, it is Choshev Kekarka, for that reason it is not considered an Eicho, and since it is not considered an Eicho, one does not have the rule of any Yitzimitaris Eicho Achi Possum Achilas Kalev. But that is a chayra only if we are to understand. If this, the mechubo karka is not mechabal tumma, since it is not considered an eicho, which so too one sees in Rashi and Pesachim on the Famadalit. But if we are to understand this, the mechubo karka is not mechabal tumma, is not because it does not have a teres eicho, but rather it is a special halacha that a davar mechubo karka is not roi l'kabal tumma. Then Ocheron has to understand pshat in this, our Gemara says, that since it was zava gabi kuimos, or was Zavah Gabi Kashkishin, for that reason, it is not considered Loi Oichel V'Loi Mashke. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara by saying the following Chiddush, this, that there is a rule, that something which is an Oichel is Nayeitim Eteres Oichel Achi Pasa Me'achilas Kalev, is only if at the point of time that it was an Oichel, it was Royal Kabal Tumah. As long as it was Royal Kabal Tumah, it remains Royal Kabal Tumah Achi Pasa Me'achilas Kalev. But as far as something that was not yet roi l'kabal tumah, even if it was considered an eichel, then even without being nifsal me'achilas kalev, it is not roi l'kabal tumah. It cannot become roi l'kabal tumah if it is not roi l'achilas adam. This that something is roi l'kabal tumah, even if it is not roi l'achilas adam, is only if it was once roi l'kabal tumah. Then we say that the roi l'kabal tumah remains as long as it is roi l'achilas kalev. And for that reason, Dvash Bekavarte, according to the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, even if we are to say that something which is Mechubal Karka has a Teres Eicho, but still, as long as it was Bekavarte, that it was considered Mechubal Karka, it was not Royal Kabal Tumah. And for that reason, we do not apply the rule of anything which is an Eicho, is Nayyitzimi Teres Eicho, Achi Pasam Me'achilas Kalev. In the Rambam in Perak Beis, Melchus Tamaseichon of Achidal, we find that the Ram has a third sheet as far as how to explain this rule of anything which is roi l'achilas adam, is in yitim teres eicho achi pasam me'achilas kalev. The Rambam explains that this rule only applies to something which was already mekabel tumah. As far as something which was already mekabel tumah, then we say that the tumah does not go off as long as it is roi l'achilas kalev, and the tumah is only paka once it is nifsal me'achilas kalev. But as far as something which was not yet mekabel tumah, even if it is roi l'achilas kalev, it cannot become tameh. According to the Rambam, L'chei one has to understand Pshat in this that our Gemara says, that according to Blazer, if it was Zava Gabi Kuimos, or if it was Zava Gabi Kashkishin, it is not considered Loi Oichel V'Loi Mashke. L'chei, according to the Shita of the Rambam, even if we are to say, like Rabbanan who argue in Abelazar, who hold that Tvash v'kavarta is not considered mechubo v'karka, but still one does not need to be nifsam yachilas kalev in order to not be considered an oicha or a mashke, as long as it was not yet mekabel tuma, even if it is royal achilas kalev, it is still not royal kabel tuma. So to explain pshat in the Rambam Achir, one has to say as follows. This our Gemara says, kigun shezav al gabi kuimos, or kigun shezav al gabi kashkishin, even when it was zav al gabi kashkishin or agabi kuimos, it was not nifsam yachilas adam, but rather it is still royal achilas adam. Just that it happens to be that when it was Zavah Gabi Kuimos, or Zavah Gabi Kashkishin, it is no longer Oymed V'Achilas Adam. But as far as being fit to Achilas Adam, it is still fit to Achilas Adam. And therefore, according to the Shita Rabbanan who hold that Vash B'Kavarte, even while it is still in the Kavaris, it has a Teras Eichel, and at that point of time, it was Oymed V'Achilas Adam, even once it is Zav Agabe Kashkishin or Agabe Kuimos, it is still Roy L'Kabel Tuma. As long as it was not Nifsam Echilas Adam, it is still Roy L'Kabel Tuma. Only according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Tvash B'Kavarte is not considered Eicha V'Yimashka, do we say that once it is Zav Agabe Kuimos or Agabe Kashkishin, it cannot be M'Kabel Tuma, since it was never an Eicha that was Eimed L'Achilas Adam. And now there was Zav Agabe Kuimos or Agabe Kashkishin, it is not Oymed L'Achilas Adam, and therefore it is not Roy L'Kabel Tuma. Zechura, how one has to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, how we went to our Mishnah Zeisim Walkots Maniach Shtei Grufi Ois. Our Gemara brings down the following Bereisha Tanu Rabbanu Al-Kechilam Echaveri Walkots Magbiyam Nakaka Tefach V'Koytzit B'Sul Sashikma Gimel Tvachim Sudan Hashikma Beis Tvachim Bekonim ubekfanim minabkaku amaila, but the kohen barozim, choyfer mesharish ofisha in gizan machlif. On that, our Gemara asks, ubesuos hashekma gimel tvachim bainan, where a mini and koitsim besuos hashekma beshvias and neisha veda, the behuda imer kadarka yasser, al magbia, yod tvachim vekoitit, a goime mima oret to the kashi, al idach maalila. The Gemara answers the kasha by saying, omarabai gimel tvachim maalila. Now to explain Pshat in this, the Gemara says, we find a tremendous machlokes harishayim. The Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. The Rambam explains this, the Gemara says, mikan ve'achoy mikshi kashua v'lavi wui maliwa. Our Gemara means to say that it is a suffix, and it is a suffix if it is Uyim Maliwa or a Mikshi Kashiwa, and Zimnin Kashi v'Zimnin Mali. And therefore, by Shvius, we say Sveika Dereisa L'Chumra. And so do we find in Tesis. Tesis explains this, our Gemara says, Loi Mikshi Kashiwa v'Loi Uyim Maliwa, Gemara means to say, Loi Vade Mikshi Kashi v'Loi Vade Uyim Maliwa. And for that reason, by Shvius, it is Aser Mi Suffix. From the Rashbam and Tesis, one sees that the Rashbam and Tesis understand that by Shvius the entire Isser is only if it is Mesakin. Without Tikkun, it is Mutzer. And therefore, the entire Isser, from an Akarka ad Gimel, is only because there is a Safik Tikkun. In the Mikdash Dovid and Siman Tes, Sefkatan Vav, we find that the Mikdash Dovid is Medayik that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam understands that even without Tikkun, one has an Isser. And the only heter is b'makom hefsid. And the heter b'makom hefsid is because we say that there is a kula b'isser d'rabbanon k'deli not so mehefsid. And for that reason, according to the Shita of the Rambam, one can explain pshat in this, that our Gemara says, loy mikshi kasha v'loy uli malua, that our Gemara means to say that there is no tikkun and no hefsid, and still there is an isser. As long as there is no hefsid, one has an isser. One does not need to have a tikkun in order to have the isser. That is Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. In the Rimigash, we find the third Mahalch as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The Rimigash explains, V'gabi Shvius Avdinon v'chomer v'yishavki v'lameba min akarka ad gimel d'ma'asi v'lameba n'mada v'mayla. In other words, even though as far as Esher Shvius one needs a tikkun, and one does not have a tikkun min akarka ad gimel, but still by Shvius Avdinon v'chomer, since we are geizer d'ma'asi v'lameba n'mada v'mayla migimel. That is how the Rimigash explains Pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara makes the following drasha. The pasuk says, "Sadek haTamar Yifrach Keres Havonin Yiske." The Gemara asks, "Im Nemar Tamar Lomar Nemar Erez Im Nemar Erez Lomar Nemar Tamar." Our Gemara answers by saying, "Yol nemer erez or nemer tamer yisiyomer ma erez ein oisaperes av tzadik ein oisaperes v'kach nemer tamer." In the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains of tzadik ein oisaperes oichal tzed kaisa beyomazav ein way wa'ilam abba. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat and the havmin of our Gemara that there is a tzad, that a tzadik is ein oisaperes since he's oichal tzed kaisa beyilam azav. In the Mefarshim, we find that the Mefarshim explained based on the Yisoid of the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says that by Tzadikim Gemurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan Tzadikim Gemurim Kefi Midas Hadin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan Tzadikim Gemurim Kefi Midas Hadin without any Rachamim. And for that reason, there is a Havamina that a Tzadik is a Eino Yisapere since he is Eichel Tzad Kaisa Ba'ilam Hazer Kefi Midas Hadin. Now to explain Pshat, in this that we darshan, from Tamar that a tzaddik is oisa peiris, and a tzaddik is not oichal tzid koisa v'omazer, even though by a tzaddik omer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan a tzaddik omer. Kefi midas hadin. Luchira, can we explain based on this that we find by Yisrael, in Or Yisrael, that Yisrael explains. This Elam Haza takes away from Elam Haba is only if the Elam Haza is not used in the service of Hashem. But if the Elam Haza is used in the service of Hashem, and he uses Anos Elam Haza to serve Hashem, then the Anos Elam Haza do not take away from the person's Elam Haba. And for that reason, even Kefi Midas Hadin, Elam Haza will not take away from Elam Haba. And that was Nischadish in the Drosh of Tamar, that even a tzaddik is not Eichel Tzid Kaisa Elam Haza, even Kefi Midas Hadin. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Kamash Mulan of Tamar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.